Hello, Kimmy.
Hi, Kimmy. How are you going?
I'm going well. You're with Kark.
I am, Kimmy. Cantaloupe Adult Riding Club.
Okay. How long have you guys been around for?
We started in 2011. There was a group of us Cantaloupe ladies. We were a bit younger then. We decided to start the club, and it's now increased to we have 46 members.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, so it started at 7. We just had enough for a committee at that stage, but it is getting huge now. So we've got a lot of support from our local community sponsors and Equestrian New South Wales and Dressage New South Wales as well. So it's a pretty good support background, right. Yeah.
And where do your riding?
We always meet at the Cantaloupe Showground every second week, but at the moment we're changing. We're homeless.
Okay. Sort of.
Because the ground is being redone, so we're at Willumla at the moment, at the Pony Club grounds there. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Geez, that's good. You've grown exponentially.
It has, and we were lucky enough to get a grant from Equestrian New South Wales and Dressage New South Wales for 2 portable dressage arenas.
Right.
Which we need to tow around, so hence the donation or the sponsorship from Algas, which we appreciate big time.
Yes, the Algas Acts of Kindness, you guys were the recipients of $800, which will help you immensely.
It was fantastic, and everybody was on there every single day trying to beat the netball club. We didn't quite get there, and I also did a TikTok video to try and get the sponsor, the votes up. It's still on there. I don't have enough friends, so.
So you're on the search for a few.
Yeah, so I think I've got 5 votes from that.
Are you always accepting new members to Kark?
We are. We get a lot of members that are interested. So we get a lot of people that are in the community that are interested, and they just need to come and have a look at what we do. And
do you have a Facebook page too?
We do. It's under the Cantaloupe Adult Riding Club, and that has all our events on there and what's coming up. We have a lot of instructors that come to the club as well. We've got one coming down from Queensland in October.
Oh, wow, that's great.
She's Tanya Mittens, her name. Fantastic. And I'll get a little bit in this. We've got a 5-club challenge too. It's between the 5 clubs, the local clubs, dressage clubs, Bemboka, Yirrabadella, Monero, Cooma, and Far South Coast, and ourselves, and we've got a 5-club challenge happening at the moment, so that will start now and finish at the end of the year, and the points, you can win great prizes.
That sounds good.
Yep.
And I know you've been passionate about your riding for years, but I'm really, really happy that you can still get up and onto a saddle and do your thing, Kimmy.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder. I'm not getting up in the morning as much as I used to, Kimmy, as you know. And I was only thinking the other day was when you did that jump course on my sister's old horse, Tango. Can you remember that?
Oh, I remember that. We did do something. Oh, goodness me. That was ages ago. I barely remember that. That was like 15 years ago or something.
It was for the Bega Jump Club. They have a competition there and it's for old people.
I remember because I was nervous about it, but then I ended up being okay.
And we dressed you in a lot of old hacking gear and stuff like that. It was really fun.
That was great. Because if you had have asked me if I'd ever done horse jumping, I would have gone, no, but I forgot about that. So I have. Listen, really nice to catch up with you, Kimmy. Congratulations on the $800. And thanks for having a chat with me on the Sideline View, the Savo.
Thank you to Algas Act of Kindness, and thank you to 2EC. Thank you.